Home, a Merlin fanfic written by Sassafras X, read by Sophonisba. Hi, my name is Gwen. She smiles sweetly, sweet like her pretty yellow dress, vibrant even in the darkened shadows of the dim-lit house, sweet like the soft skin of her hands as she gently clasps Morgana's in her own, eyelashes fluttering down. Someone upstairs is smoking opium, the sickly sweet vapors tacky on their skin, and through the wall she can hear the gruff moans where someone else has copped off with one of the younger boys with coal-rimmed eyes and wicked smiles. Morgana smirks a little. I'm a welder at the Navy Yard, and let me tell you, there's nothing like feeling that much power at your fingertips, wielding fire with such precision, building the greatest ships to ever sail. I've been told I'm very good with my hands, she whispers in Gwen's ear, calluses catching on the smooth curve of Gwen's shoulder as she brushes down her arm, stopping bare inches away from the swell of her breasts. The laughter and carousing can be heard for blocks, nearly all the way to Sand Street, where even now, with the last of the daylight, the call boys are falling outside onto the pavement, flirting with the sailors on their last night of freedom before they're shipped off across the ocean to war. Gwen's a new seamstress at the yard, sewing signal flags with quick, nimble fingers day in and day out. And while her smile might be sweet, the deft way she caresses Morgana's cunt when she presses Morgana back against the wall, hand down the front of Morgana's suit trousers, speaks of something else entirely. Sliding Gwen's fingers ever so slowly into her mouth, Morgana traces each one of them from the knuckle to the sensitive, padded tip, licking up the slickness coating her hand, until Gwen whimpers, chest heaving with pebbled nipples pulled tight and visible through the soft cotton of her dress. Without letting go of her hand, Morgana tugs her wrist, and Gwen doesn't hesitate to follow her out of their darkened corner of the living room, past Gwen, banging on the piano bare-assed as always, and Vivian, who has taken the opportunity to wail about the heat, blouse and bra discarded completely. No one pays them any mind. Morgana has had many women. She's pushed Vivian down on that piano and Mithian into the storage closet on one of the aircraft carriers they were rigging. Elena had simply laughed, spreading her legs on the bar stool in the middle of the saloon, head tossed back and dripping for her. Gwen, she decides for the first time, will be different. Gwen wraps her thighs tightly around Morgana's head, bucking against her and unafraid to shove her down with a strong grip in her hair. Parting Gwen's slick folds, she softly traces every inch of her with a feather-light touch until Gwen shivers and writhes, and then she quickly shoves three fingers in, curling with just the right force, and attacks Gwen's swollen clit with her mouth, sucking and grasping lightly with her teeth so she can flick her tongue across it over and over again. When Gwen finally screams and comes, shaking apart on her fingers, thick, wet drops slide all down Morgana's hand and smear across her face. Someone trips by them, giggling, although Morgana can't see them from where she's buried underneath Gwen's dress. They will live together in Morgana's apartment on Midaw Street, where they will walk home side by side every day, hands clasped firmly between them. Gwen will help mend her suits, the ones Morgana stole from her brother and the last remnants of the family she left long behind for the cobblestone streets of Brooklyn. Gwen will coo at their upstairs neighbor, Mordred, with his pretty lips and corsets, and take the time to chase away any of his rougher clients before asking him to help her with her hair. They say this is the war to end all wars, but Morgana reckons they said that about the last one, too. She doesn't know what will happen when the war is over, if there'll even be any jobs left for them once the boys come home. But as she strokes slowly across the soft skin of Gwen's body splayed across their bed, she knows they will be okay, whatever happens. This is their home. The end.